Live around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network. At 800-387-8025. That's 1-800-387-8025. Visit us online at rmworldtravel.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome aboard indeed. It is hour two of RM World Travel, everyone. We're just past 11 a.m. here in the New York City area, and Mary and I and Rudy appreciate you being here with us as we cover the world of travel with all of you. We're halfway through today's live broadcast, and if you want to hear any part of our show again, we archive every hour on our website. Once it airs across our network, we have to do that legally. Or you can always listen anytime, anywhere via our 24/7 TuneIn.com channel. And if you have a smart speaker, or maybe you're going to get one for Christmas, just tell it to play RM World Travel on TuneIn, and we'll be there with you. Show friend Richard Abalafia is already holding on the show hotline for us to discuss the state of the airline world. So, Mary, let's do the hour or two rundown, and we'll get right to Richard.
All right. Coming up in a few minutes in today's edition of The Personal Connection, Tiffany Harris from Inclusion Matters, inspired by Shane, is scheduled to join us. And if you travel with kids, especially kids with special needs, you'll want to hear what they're doing for travelers and locals alike. Travel TV journalist and adventurer Kinga Phillips will call in to share some holiday tips to keep you healthy and happy. Elizabeth Rhodes from Travel and Leisure is also ahead sometime this hour to discuss a few of the dozen or so holiday trains that you can go ride. And Robert and I thought it was time that we shared another Deals of the Week with all of you, so stay tuned for that coming up as well. But before all of that happens, let's get straight to that show hotline and welcome back show friend Richard Abalafia.
Richard, Merry Christmas to you. It's great to have you back on RM World Travel with us today.
Well, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you and your family. Great to be here.
Thank you very much. So, listen, we have a few things we hope to be able to discuss with you. It's certainly been another challenging week for Boeing with regards to them getting the 737 MAX planes back in the air. Richard, I'm on record now over the last two, maybe 3 months on this show saying I don't believe the global fleet will be flying again before the end of the second quarter. And really, after what came out this week in the congressional hearings and then the meeting between Boeing's CEO and the head of the FAA, we could perhaps be looking at the third quarter of 2020 before the global fleet is flying again. So from your position as a top analyst, are you concerned about Boeing?
Yeah, they've got deep pockets, of course, and they're national manufacturing champion, not just in this industry, but across the board. So in the long run, they'll be fine. But it's going to be a brutal year, possibly. Many of the airlines, most notably American, are banking on April. Some are still March, but, you know, you can make a very strong argument that the way things are going, it'll be end in second quarter. Our expectation is still end of first, but we've been proven to be optimistic before.
Okay, so, Richard, certainly 2019's been the year of the Boeing 730 MAX saga, but there's another Boeing aircraft that's not getting as much attention, and that's the challenges that the Boeing 777X, and that's the extended version of the 777, is facing as the plane tries to get airborne. They've seen production delays, issues with the plane's GE engines, and because of what's been learned about the 737 MAX, it looks like getting the plane certified by the FAA or its European equivalent, even the United Arab Emirates Aviation Authority, isn't going to be very easy. Richard, what are you hearing about the Boeing 777X?
Yeah, it has been a very difficult ride. Obviously, that rather high-profile failure, not just of the door, but a lot of the fuselage around the door, unfortunately, right, focused everyone's attention. But it's important to remember it failed at a very high percentage of load, about 149%. You've got to make it to 150. So it shouldn't take a whole lot of structural reinforcement to get it to 150 and get it over the finish line. It'll be fine. This is based upon a time-proven and very safe body of a plane. The 777 has been around since the mid-90s and exceedingly safe. So I'm not concerned. It's just going to be a bit of an uphill ride. One major problem is that not all of the international regulators want to be seen as following the FAA right now. As a matter of fact, you could argue that the global system of aircraft certification reciprocity is kind of hanging by a shred. So everybody concerned is going to do their own due diligence on this plane. And, yeah, you could easily add another year to the schedule. You know, if there is an upside, not much of an upside, but it's that nobody really wants a big plane right now. International traffic is down, and frankly, the planes that are in demand are smaller, long-range types like the 787.
Richard, Rudy Maxey here. Let's turn. Can I turn your attention to Airbus? You know that A330 that crashed during an air show in France in the spring, and there are reports that the A321neo has engine problems and excessive pitch problems, and so on. Airbus is having a couple headaches of its own, it sounds like.
Yeah, there are certainly issues. You know, the A321neo also has a bit of an issue in that it's kind of an embarrassment of riches, I suppose. Everyone wants one. You know, there's 3,200 on order. They're having a heck of a time building them, especially since they promised everybody an extremely flexible fuselage interior, you know, basically one that can do business class with lie-flat seats and any number of zones, which is unusual for a single-aisle narrow-body jet. So they're having a heck of a time building it, too. But, yeah, there are doubts about the pitch, the engine. That'll all be made good. Again, here you've got a mature airframe. It's just a question of working out the kinks, really.
Yeah, but they certainly Airbus has not been able to capitalize for the most part on the challenges with Boeing. All right, so Richard, you know, in a few weeks we're going to be turning the calendar to 2020. Love to know, you know, one thing that you think our listeners tuned in across the country right now should look for that's likely to occur in the airline world in 2020.
Well, first and foremost, you know, this is the most important thing. Traffic suffered a nasty downshift starting in March of this year. It hasn't recovered. You know, we've been chugging along at above trend, matter of fact, 6.5% last year, really good number. And all of a sudden in March, we started seeing 4% per year growth, 3.8, 3.9. IATA is now telling us that maybe next year will be just as slow. It's a bit of a concern because, of course, there's no recession anywhere. The economy is fine. So we're going to have to see whether people return to the skies. Obviously, the market isn't falling. It's just that the nice level of growth that we've become accustomed to over pretty much the last decade seems to have slowed a lot. That's the big thing, I think.
All right, so we're going to look for that. Richard, listen, always nice catching up with you. Our best to you and your family for a terrific Christmas, and we'll look forward to doing this again a few times, I'm sure, in the new year ahead, okay?
Thanks so much for having me on, and all the best to you and your family.
Thanks very much. All right, we just released Richard. It's always nice catching up with him, and certainly some interesting things. I would say probably the 737 MAX and those planes being taken out and airlines having to scramble has had some impact on the reduction of number of seats. So, therefore, sure. That's why mm-hmm. we're seeing a downturn. So we'll see. He certainly knows his stuff, though, no question about that.
He definitely does.
Yeah, absolutely. And very interesting, though, that Airbus has not been able to capitalize on
Boeing. Well, we'll see how 2020 shakes out for all of that. All right, I hear that music. After this quick 3-minute sponsors break, Tiffany Harris will join the show for today's Personal Connection segment. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.